Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going deep into advanced ghosting architecture for NeuroDrum and Bass inside the drum side of production in Ableton Live. And this is a big one, because in Neuro, ghosting is not just quiet little filler hits. It's not decoration. It's structure. It's a hidden rhythm system underneath the obvious kick and snare spine. If you get it right, the drums feel like they're rolling, breathing, pushing, dragging, snarling, all at the same time without losing impact. That's the goal here. We want a groove that feels alive and dangerous, but still clean, controlled, and heavy in the club. We're going to build that by designing a strong main skeleton first, then layering ghost snares, ghost kicks, hats, micro-percussion, break-derived details, and finally routing all of that through a ghost bus so the whole thing behaves like one controlled machine. Set your project to 174 BPM. That's a sweet spot for this style. And for layout, a really solid setup is kick main, snare main, ghost snare, ghost kick, hats main, ghost hats or perk, a drum room return, a drum parallel smash return, then a drum bus group and a master drum group. Inside your drums, make a separate ghost subgroup for all ghost layers. That one move makes gain staging, automation, and arrangement way easier later. Now before we even touch ghosting, we need a main groove that already works. This matters a lot. If the kick and snare don't hit properly on their own, ghosts won't save the groove. They'll just blur it. So start with a basic neuro backbone. At 174, try kick on 1.1, snare on 1.2, another kick around 1.3.3 or 1.3.4, then snare on 1.4. That gives you a strong two-step frame with room around it for movement. In Ableton, you can do this with a drum rack, but for advanced control, separate tracks usually feel better. Put your main kick and main snare on their own tracks and keep ghost elements separated too. It's a little more work, but your editing gets much sharper. For the main kick, use a EQ8 first. High pass around 25 to 30 Hz, maybe cut a little around 250 to 400 if it feels boxy, and if needed, add a tiny boost around 60 to 90 for weight. Then drum bus with a bit of drive, maybe 3 to 8, a little crunch if it needs edge, keep boom off or extremely subtle. Then a glue compressor with a 10 millisecond attack. Auto release, 2 to 1 ratio, just 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. You want control, not flattening. For the main snare, start with a EQ8, high pass around 100 Hz, cut some papery mids around 500 to 800 if necessary, maybe add body around 180 to 220 and some presence around 2 to 5k. Then saturator with soft clip-on, maybe 2 to 5 dB of drive. Then drum bus for a bit more transient edge and density. Then a limiter or gentle glue compression just to catch peaks. The key thing is this, the main snare has to stay authoritative. In Neuro, that backbeat is law. Once that backbone is solid, now we can talk hierarchy. This is one of the biggest mindset upgrades in advanced ghosting. Don't think of all your extra hits as one messy pile. Think in tiers. Tier 1 is your anchors, main kick and main snare. These must dominate at all times. Tier 2 is structural ghosts, ghost snares, ghost kicks, and main hats that help to find the groove. Tier 3 is texture ghosts, tiny hat ticks, perk noise, break chatter, little shuffles, foley, and air. And here is the rule I want you to keep asking as you build. What is this ghost hit doing? Is it pushing into a main hit? Pulling away from it? Bridging empty space? Suggesting swing? Supporting the bass rhythm? If it's doing none of those, delete it. Seriously. Advanced production is often more about justified choices than more choices. A useful coach trick here is to think in energy lanes. You can even color code them in Ableton. Have a push lane for hits that rush forward, a drag lane for hits that sit slightly late and add weight, a glue lane for details you feel more than hear, and an alert lane for sharper accents at turnarounds. That way you're not just looking at a giant percussion mess wondering what anything is for. Now let's build ghost snares first, because in Neuro these are often the most important ghost layer. They create that rolling undercurrent between the backbeats. Try a few classic placements, one just before beat 2, one just after beat 2, maybe one between beats 2 and 4 to suggest internal swing, and another just before beat 4. A good experimental map is main snare on 1.2, ghost snare on 1.1.4, another on 1.2.3, another on 1.3.2, then main snare on 1.4. Not all forever, but it's a strong starting point. Now here's where a lot of people go wrong. Ghosts are not just lower volume copies. They need dynamic shape. If your main snare is around velocity 115 to 127, your support ghost snares might sit around 55 to 85, and the tiny flicks around 25 to 50. If you're working with audio, use clip gain before your devices. That's important. Get the source level right first, then process it. If your clip is too hot going into compression or saturation, your processors react differently bar to bar and the groove gets unstable. For timing, don't leave every ghost locked perfectly to the grid. Neuro likes micro tension. Push some hits early by 5 to 12 milliseconds for urgency. Pull some back by 5 to 15 milliseconds for drag. Manual edits are usually better than overusing groove templates here. Tiny moves make a huge difference. And zoom in on transient overlap. This is advanced level stuff, but it matters. Check the 10 to 30 milliseconds before the main snare, and the 10 to 20 milliseconds after it. If the groove loses punch, don't instantly reach for EQ. Ask whether the ghost needs a softer transient, a shorter tail, or a tiny timing move. Often that solves more than filtering does. For ghost snare samples, good choices are low-velocity acoustic layers, tight synthetic snares, rim hybrids, filtered break slices, or little old jungle ghost taps hidden under your modern snare design. This audio version is shortened for playback.